For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. What does police reform look like in Shelby County? Some ideas are starting to surface among local lawmakers. With us again this week is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Hello, Chris. Good to be with you.
Otis, the Shelby County Commission this week is putting together some new ordinances. These would be reforms for the county sheriff's office, not Memphis police. But let's walk through a few of these proposals. First was a measure to keep a database of officers who've been fired for excessive force, and also make it harder for officers to remain certified in Tennessee. This was Commissioner Tammy Sawyer's proposal. What was her arguments here?
Well, obviously, the main argument here, which is one that I think I agree with, that we've seen far too often, maybe not necessarily here, but certainly in other places where police officers are accused and maybe even fired from one department, and they just get hired at another on another police force. Certainly, police departments and sheriff's departments need to have access to that information in the hiring process.
Right. And she also said she wanted to make sure that if somebody gets fired in Shelby County for using excessive force, they can't just take their certification and go to work over down in Mississippi.
This database, which has been discussed nationally in some places, it's probably a good idea, and I just don't see why there would be that much pushback against that.
Well, another measure would give commissioners a vote on the purchase of any surplus military equipment, which for years has been sold to local police departments nationwide by the federal government. And these are things like armored cars and camouflage uniforms. Should politicians be the deciders on what tools law enforcement can pick up?
I think they certainly should have a voice in it. The sheriff does not report to the mayor, but the budget of the sheriff's department is controlled by the county commission. So because of that budget oversight, I think that they have a valid right to raise those objections and try to put a stop to it. I just don't see why there should be a stockpiling of a lot of military equipment among local law enforcement.
And it should be noted that current Sheriff Floyd Bonner has not been acquiring tanks and armored speedboats, but it's right. An ordinance that does sort of look to maybe future sheriffs. You know, right. One of the commissioners, Amber Mills, though, says, you know, one constituency in our community sees law enforcement as the sort of enforcement group, and maybe they will in the future need a tool like an armored patrol carrier or something like that. Why shouldn't a sheriff be able to, okay, well, I can get this for cheap over here instead of having to go put it to a vote in the commission?
Well, again, it's just a matter of how you look at law enforcement. And Amber Mills herself and certainly the constituents that she represents probably do see law enforcement differently than, say, a Tammy Sawyer obviously sees law enforcement. But we really need to think twice about whether we really want our local police and local sheriff having the ability to drive tanks down the street. Remember how the optics of that looked back in 2015, Ferguson, Missouri.
And I'm sure some of our listeners right now are laughing at us calling some vehicle a tank when it's really something else, just an armored van or something. It's sad to say that we don't know the names of these these things. But then again, I haven't had many run-ins with a tank.
Tank is a general term here. No, we are talking about military-style vehicles here.
Well, another ordinance is also a little bit about equipment that is used. This would ban the sheriff's office and jailers as well from using certain chemical agents like tear gas. Otis, you know, we've seen tear gas used this year during demonstrations. Is it not just a quick and easy way of dispersing a crowd that won't go home at 1 o'clock in the morning?
I don't see a problem with having tear gas because there can be instances where tear gas may be necessary. It should be used judiciously, but there are some times that you may have to use that to sort of quell a disturbance or break up gatherings that have the potential to get out of hand.
So how are these three proposed ordinances a start to reform. Do you see any of these coming up as potential policy ideas with Memphis police as they are beginning to look into reforms for their own department?
Well, I certainly see the government or military type equipment probably being part of the discussion. You know, they have that reimagining policing committee formed by Mayor Jim Strickland. Also, the issue around some kind of way to keep track of police abuse and the police officers who have been found to have abused and maybe have either been suspended or fired. The public has a right to know who it is that is on the police force and what's their track record when it comes to excessive force and abuse.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.